And Hong Kong is bracing for more mass protests over the weekend as China warns it could use its power to quell demonstrations. Dr. Kenneth Chan is an Associate Professor of Government and International Studies at Hong Kong Baptist University. He's also a former lawmaker in the Hong Kong legislature. I asked Professor Chan how he thinks the protests will end.
At the moment, I don't think this is going to end very soon. I mean, the protesters and also the authorities are both escalating and they are reluctant to negotiate and come to terms to any kind of agreement. So, no, I don't think this is going to end, even though the summer is coming to an end and a lot of people would expect young people, particularly university students, would go back to their campus. I'm afraid this time around, this is not going to happen.
There are reports, obviously, of intense military activity from China. Is it bravado and bluff, or do you think there is an expectation they will intervene?
This is a very good question. At the moment, I would say that it is unlikely to see military intervention in Hong Kong because the costs would be huge, and I don't think Beijing is prepared to pay them yet. That said, Hong Kong is known to be a one-party dictatorship, which has used brute force against dissent before. So it's being portrayed as a last resort, if you like, should the Hong Kong government fail to restore order with heavier and more aggressive policing. Politically, I would say that Beijing has flexed its muscles to ensure the business and professional communities that are dependent on China to toe the line against the protesters. So there's a red line, and I think even in the absence of a military intervention, Hong Kong's autonomy will be severely undermined as Beijing is set to tighten its grip over Hong Kong.
How worried will Beijing be about this?
I think Beijing's concern, number one, would be stability and order and fending off what they call foreign interventions, interference in Chinese domestic or national affairs. So order above all. So as I said, military intervention would still be used as a piece of propaganda, intimidation to try to sort of calm the situation down a little bit and help Carrie Lam, a government which has zero legitimacy in the eyes of most Hong Kong people, to try her best to come to some sort of, you know, orderly end of the affair. But as I said, it's very difficult to foresee a peaceful, orderly, harmonious end of this whole saga, which, of course, is of Carrie Lam's own making.
How reflective of general Hong Kongers do you think the protesters are? Do they have the support?
The protesters are working very well, I would say, this time around, as compared with the umbrella movement, which took place 5 years ago in 2014. The society back then was rather polarized and split between a pretty, you know, sizable support for the government and Beijing, and equally sizable perhaps support for the pro-democracy movement. This time around, I can see that people in Hong Kong are more determined as ever, as we sense a sense of autonomy. Our autonomy in Hong Kong has been, you know, threatened, undermined not only by the extradition law and by as well as by the intensifying of the rhetorics against Hong Kong from Beijing and the pro-Beijing sections of the population. So this time around, I see stronger and more sort of unified opposition to the government of the day. Now, frankly, if you keep asking or we keep thinking how this would all end, I think the best way out would be, and also a cheaper way out would be, just sacking Carrie Lam and have a reshuffle of the government.
And do you think that would put a stop to it?
I think that would definitely satisfy a lot of people in Hong Kong with the so-called five demands, not only withdrawing once and for all the extradition bill, but also holding the government accountable for all the troubles caused.
How likely do you think that would be to happen?
I think this is increasingly likely, I would say, knowing the fact that this has become a long, drawn-out saga in Hong Kong ever since its handover some 22 years ago. So I think the Beijing leaders would have to consider options. At the moment, of course, we can see the more traditional, you know, communist propaganda style tactics and psychological warfare against Hong Kong. But deep down, I think, you know, come on, the government is not viable, to be honest. Everybody understands that, even the pro-Beijing people understand that. So I think it's just a matter of time that the Carrie Lam government would need to go. It's a matter of faith sometimes that Beijing refuses to make the concession, the necessary concession to dissent and to the people. But I think perhaps I still have hope that some degree of rationality would still be there to inform the leaders of Beijing that it's time to let Carrie Lam go, have a new government, and therefore a better start.
But even if that were to happen, Professor, it seems unlikely that she would be replaced with a liberal leader as such.
Well, a change of government doesn't mean liberalism or democracy, but at least is a logical step to take, in my view. And also, you know, it's at the end of the day a political issue. I mean, all the troubles that we're talking about, we face day in, day out here in Hong Kong, stem from governance crisis. And what would be the solution? The military solution is not a solution. It's not going to help to resolve the political crisis. It's going to actually spell the end of Hong Kong as a global financial center. It's bad for China as well, not only in terms of reputation, but also real economic and financial benefits, losing Hong Kong's global reputation after a military crackdown. So a political solution may as well be as simple as to remove Carrie Lam, this very unpopular, troublemaking administration.
Dr. Kenneth Chan speaking to us there from Hong Kong.